The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like
penis butt.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
To this week's edition of the Big Shiny Podcast. This is episode something. I don't know what we're at.
21, I think.
21. Sitting to my right, Mexicus Prime, also known as Jimmy.
Yep.
Sitting next to him, Zombietron, also known as Tom.
I'm feeling kind of Zombietron-y right now.
Sitting across from me, co-founder of BigShinyRobot.com, Kiltaculatron, also known as Lucas.
Nintendo had the best conference.
Jesus fuck.
Wow, we're getting into it.
I'm gone. See you guys. Thank you for the time.
Go home because, you know,
and
if you don't.
And once again.
Fucking Esteban talking before.
Oh my god, here we go.
three for three.
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't.
I gotta be consistent, bitches. I can't.
Fuck.
Sitting to my left, Vagitron, also known as Kylie.
Sup, motherfucker?
And our guest, our returning guest,
I love that
who we always love to have because he brings good beer, Esteban.
Hello, everyone.
Speaking of the beer, like every podcast, but this one was more emphasized because Esteban bought high alcohol content beer.
Yes.
And so
we are all
and
very
you're,
drunk.
And I'm
so
assuming
everybody
you're
was
the
very drunk by the second, and now everybody has joined Tom in the Tom crash of the third podcast. Normally it's just Tom, but now everybody's like, all right.
The infamous Tom crash of his own fucking podcast episode about video
Dude,
games.
Somebody handed me 3 Devastators. Like, who does that to a man?
You could have just been like, oh,
I am
no, thank
three
you.
I am 3 hop risings in, so I don't want to hear about it.
I don't even know how much alcohol
I'll
I've
rise your
tonight.
Plus, I had a fucking mojito before you guys even got here. So
this episode's going to be E3 centric. And so we mentioned the number, but this may be posted up first.
Yeah.
So people that might be confused of, oh, this is episode 21.
It's 19 or 21. Take your pick.
We'll see.
Take your pick. Either
so
way.
So let's knock out the quick review shit first and then dive into the arguing. So
yeah, I need time for arguing. Were you timing this?
Because
this is going to get out of hand.
It's going to get violent. Wolfenstein New Order came out about 3 weeks, month ago. By the time this podcast hit, it's a month and a half ago. Kind of a classic hat tip at Wolfenstein. You know, people have tried to redo the Wolfenstein series. You know, we had Wolf 3D, Return to Castle Wolfenstein. There was the Xbox 360 one that came out. It was one of the first reviews I did for BSR, so 6 years ago, six and a half years ago. Yeah, for 360. This is done by Machine Games, and Bethesda published it. Just fucking great. Like, they get it finally. Like, somebody finally sat down and said, we're going to make a solid shooter, but what we're going to do for the storytelling is we are going to make a
throw
B...
Throw it out the window.
Yeah, we are. No, they used a lot of really good elements, but we are going to make a B-movie zombie-killing thing. Not zombie, my God, sorry, Nazi-killing scenario. You know, I mean, they go as far as you don't get Mecha Hitler, but you get Mecha something, and that's what counts. And it's great. I finished it yesterday. So if anyone's played the original Wolfenstein, the boss of the original Wolfenstein is Mecha Hitler. And it's basically this big fucking mech with chain guns with Hitler's head on it. And
sure, I've seen
it. Yeah, it's super super funny. And so this one, you're not after Hitler, you're after Death's head, but you get a lot of throwbacks. And there's even a you have like a main base you're running your missions out of. And if you go to the top floor of the base, there's a bed, and when you stand by the bed, it says start the nightmare. So you hit the button to start the nightmare, and he goes to sleep. BJ goes to sleep, and he's monologuing to himself. His name is BJ Blazkowicz, man.
Are you timing this?
So
I'm timing it.
So he goes and he lays down. He starts monologuing to himself. And you're playing the original Wolfenstein, and he's like, the whole time you're trying to stay alive, and he's like, I fucking hate this nightmare. I don't know how I keep reliving it. And it's just great. It's a lot of fun.
Fucking BJ.
BJ Blazkowicz.
BJ and the Bear.
It's got weird, awkward sex scenes. It's got crazy German fuckers.
So it's okay for kids.
Oh, it's great for kids. It's just like, it's just it's a fun game, man. It's
so
really fun.
How soon will it be $20 so I can buy it and play it?
probably in a few months, yeah. I mean,
when this podcast comes out.
And there's no multiplayer, which is another bonus, I think.
I'll play it, but I don't want to play it for $60.
Nah, it's a $20. It's like a $30 shooter, but it's a lot of fun.
So I've had a few. Right now.
Excuse me. I know I'm just a guest,
but I have a boner. Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy, for portraying my thoughts. Yeah. I didn't want to say it. I was a bit embarrassed, but I'm glad you.
When do we start the gangbang?
When's the circle jerk?
I came here for the sex party. When does that start? No, I was gonna say so storyline is just shit,
so,
right?
No, it's great. It's really good. Okay. So the story is,
but like good. No.
Go ahead.
So with the original Wolfenstein, I mean, there are obviously, I guess, with original games, there really is no storyline.
Right, you're just,
per
for
se.
Some reason you're trying to get out of this German
fighting Nazis.
Okay, right. Do you think, like, I mean, if they were to just wipe out a storyline, let's say they came out with that new Wolfenstein, wipe out the storyline.
This would stand
there was
on
no
its own.
Dialogue whatsoever, and it was just a shoot 'em game, like. Shoot 'em game? Anyway,
yeah. Shoot, this game, we're talking New Order or just Wolfenstein in general?
Okay, so I just think everything's becoming more storyline based.
Right.
Is that.
No, and that's the pitch for it. It's like, you know, it's your classic Wolfenstein with modern storytelling. And to me, that's what makes it fun. So, I mean, essentially.
BJ
Blazkowicz. And, like, no, the whole thing is, like he
every
says.
Every movie has, like, the guy's like, name's BJ. Yeah, like, all right, enough BJs.
Yeah. So, whenever he finds, like, an old friend.
You can never have enough.
So, the premise of this game is BJs. You basically go to, like, kind of their version of D-Day. And the whole thing is, like, the Nazis have all this crazy technology. And if you don't kill this general that's leading all of it, then the Nazis are going to win the war. And they do. They end up winning. And you get injured. And you wake up in a hospital in 1960. So, it's been about 15 years. And the Nazis rule the entire world. And so you're like a rebel army fighting back against the Nazis. But really the whole thing with this is like you find an old friend and you're like, hey, what have you been up to? And you're like fighting, stabbing, shooting Nazis. Like it's all you – that the whole premise of the game is to
business
violently murder. Yeah, it's so over-the-top macho. It's super fun.
Jimmy sold.
This is offensive to white supremacists.
It is. Oh, it absolutely is. And it's just so campy.
Jimmy is
like,
a half-Mexican man is offended.
Jimmy's offended.
The Irish half of it.
I'll
so
stand
up. It's just a lot of fun. Like if you're a fan of any
Jimmy.
Of the Wolfenstein games, it's for you. If you've never played a Wolfenstein game – I don't think you're going to want to go with this one. Like, I don't think you'll get it. Because you have to get the humor to really enjoy
it. Is
it
like Duke Nukem kind of?
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd like it.
Yes, it's fun. It's fun as shit.
Should you play the new Duke Nukem? No.
No. I thought about it.
I bought it for $4 on Steam.
And you haven't played it yet, though?
I heard it was terrible.
So, I mean, like, original, like, fans of the game, they might like it, but...
They will. No, and I think even people that aren't fans of the game but like that kind of humor will like it, because unlike the Duke Nukem game, this is actually made well.
It didn't take 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. They did a good job with it. And even, like, I mean, it's got really awesome melee attacks. They've redone, like, if you remember the dogs from Wolfenstein, these dogs are, like, mech... Like, they have, like, steel armor, so instead of having normal dog teeth, they've got these big fucking metal teeth, and they jump you. It's just... Mm. It's really fun, and it's a good, solid shooter. And there's, like I said, the biggest thing for me is there's no multiplayer, so you have to enjoy the story. And the one thing they did that's kind of neat is, so early on in the game, you get to pick, you've got your squad that gets captured, and you get to pick who lives or dies. And you have to pick between two people. And if you don't pick, you die, and then it makes you start. So you have to choose. But based on who you choose, it'll actually alter the storyline a little bit. So you're either going through the rebellion with your guy that survives or the other guy, so your interactions kind of change a bit. But it's just a great shooter. Like, I had a lot of fun with it. There was never a moment when I was like, God, I'm bored. Like, I thought it was fun. And any of the cutscenes are just fucking awesome. So it's just it's a fun game. But once again, if you're not a Wolfenstein fan, wait till it's $30. Wait till it's $20. Don't run out and grab it for $60 now.
Grab that BJ.
Yeah, grab that BJ. Oh, easily. Easily better than
so
Duke.
What's this... Arena?
So Arena is and I don't know if it's free. I think it's free to play.
Arena.
It's a PC game. It's out on Steam.
Boring.
Yep, I know. PC's dumb.
It's okay, Tom. I have Steam, but I have one game on it.
I know.
It, so.
I know. We never play together.
I've got more Steam games than you. Now.
You do. You really do. Like, Esteban's like, we should play a game
Hawken
online.
Hawken and Skyrim. Yeah. Like, let's do this.
So Arena, it's kind of
Tony
like...
Tony Hawken?
Yeah, Tony Hawk in 4, okay. 8, 9, 10, 11, something like that.
It's like a kind of a chess game. So you...
Whatever.
It's a tactics game with combat. So you have certain units. The units have certain abilities. You pick them, and you have a blend. And then you have a ship, and your ship gets abilities to attack. And the goal is, you know, your enemy has 20 hit points, and they have their units. And if you kill the units, they take damage. If they kill your units, you take damage. And it's about strategy and trying to take them out in advance. So it's a really fun... Like a
chess game kind of
thing. Yeah, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a MOBA, but it's just a really fun... really fun kind of combat system, but it's a good one. So it's on Steam. I think you can buy like an advanced version where you get a little extra stuff for kind of a pay to win. Not pay to win, but pay to play.
Sure.
I think like $20, you'll get, you know, extra characters, extra classes up front, but you unlock experience as you go and you get more classes. You know, you've got snipers, you've got heavy units, you've got lancers, but it's pretty sweet. So
one that's similar, I want to interject. I don't want to talk about it very long.
No.
But Blizzard has another game. It's free to play called Hearthstone. If anybody's ever played Magic the Gathering or had any interest in playing anything like Magic the Gathering, it's that as a free video game.
It's so much fun.
And it, as someone that doesn't normally want to play those things, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If so, so I recommend
like a card-based type game?
It's 100%. You have cards on the screen, gotcha, and then you've got your side, they've got their side.
I used to play the elementary. I remember...
Yeah.
Or Pokemon is another one.
Yeah, the big difference, though, is like in Magic, you have mana, and you have to play mana cards. Mm-hmm. The way Hearthstone works is each turn, you gain an additional mana. So right. You're not worried about building mana mm-hmm. into your decks. Mm-hmm. You can really focus on building in creatures that work together, good interactions, mm-hmm. quick damage. So it's fun.
You can pick default. Oh. There's 9 different classes, and for each, there's default decks, but then you can create your own decks, and you unlock cards as you play, and you can also purchase cards if you want, but you can also just play more and unlock them.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into that game too much, but I highly recommend it. It is worth a try for a free game.
And you can play it on Mac, PC, iPad.
The iPad, I hear, is a lot of fun.
So it's not on the iPhone. You can't get it for your iPhone, though.
You can't.
Right?
No. Okay. But, like, I can play... Tom can be on his iPad, and I can be on my computer, and we can play against each other.
Oh, really? Interesting. I'll have to get it on my iPad.
It's dude, it's great.
It's ridiculous.
And I think it actually... Because I play it on my computer, and I play it on my iPad. It actually plays better on the iPad.
I don't think it'll ever end up on the phone.
You need more display space, dude. It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
What?
Yeah. There's a shitload of stuff. It won't work.
Because of what Tom said.
Well, not all of us have phones that are fucking 12 inches wide, Kyle.
You get to a battle.
Fuck you!
So...
It wouldn't work.
Ultimate Street Fighter. We're getting close to this E3 stuff here. I'm just trying to plow through
it. Did you buy it?
Yeah,
You did? Let's hear about it.
It's Street Fighter with 4 more characters.
Yeah. You seem so excited about it.
So now all the characters have better tools. So all the characters that may have been overpowered in the last version of it or the last versions of it now have better tools or have been buffed.
Yep.
Right?
It's a lot more balanced. Like, as an example, I play Guy. He's one of the characters I played for a long time. And I'm not really very...
BJ and the guy,
yep.
Jimmy, let's keep going.
As a whole, I'm not super good at Street Fighter, but it got to a point where...
Is that what you do all the time, though?
A lot, yeah, and I'm terrible at it still. It's depressing. Yeah. So,
this is the guy that doesn't play Street Fighter. He practices Street
Fighter. And I still suck at it. Yeah. So, the moral of the story is, talk to me about it later, Titanfall. So, he's considered very low tier, which means doesn't have a lot of damage output, not a lot of options, not a lot of tools. So eventually it made me, I switched over to Ryu because he was a little more balanced and taught me to play better. And he's the shit, and Esteban agrees. With the patches, they've kind of taken all the professional players and the community input and saying, okay, so if we add these small tweaks, it balances the playing field even more. And so now for me to go back and play Guy again, I actually enjoy playing him a little more because they've fixed some of the stuff that was causing him to not be as good.
And I too would also agree with Tom. A lot of the characters I play are on the lower end of the tier system or the lowest tier system, but I like them for just pissing people off reasons. Yeah. And anyways, now I can actually compete with people either online or like side by side.
Yeah.
So,
and the other thing they've done that's really cool that is for the practicing side of it, so that they have online training mode. So in training mode, you know, you can basically unlimited super meter, unlimited ultra meter, whatever you want to do. You know, there's no time limit. So Jimmy and I can jump into a training match and basically test out the limits of what we're doing in our characters and figure shit out.
Without affecting your ranking.
Without affecting our ranking.
Right. Exactly.
And the other thing I really like is before, So when you're playing like online matches, you had two ways to do it. You could do a custom, you could do a match and just go pick somebody to play against, or you could play the single player arcade mode, and they have a thing called fight challenge mode, where basically as you're playing the arcade mode, somebody would pick you up and you fight them, right? Well, now you can do that from the training mode. So I can sit like I normally do in training mode, practicing combos, practicing setups, practicing movement, whatever, and then somebody will I'll get online match challenges as I'm going as well, so I can be practicing combos, get pulled into a match, test them out online, go back into training mode, and it makes it a little more fluid.
Yeah, see, that's kind of nice because, you know, with me, whenever there's that ranking system,
right,
you know, I always get nervous because it's like you work so hard to get to a certain rank.
Absolutely.
And then whether or not, you know, this guy, you just have a bad night and you burn down your rank and you're like, son of a bitch, I worked so hard for that. But being able to do that, to train, you know, to practice against other people without it affecting your rank, I think that's huge. And that's just with the new Ultra.
With new Ultra, and that makes it a lot of fun. So I like that. It's just a good, solid setup game. Like I said, a lot of the changes are good. And the
additions, like, we can...
So if you... So, for example, one of the big things is everybody... Sagat was a very popular player in vanilla Street Fighter.
The first version of Street Fighter.
And the reason was because he did a fuckload of damage. He didn't have a lot of combos, but dude, just his moves hit hard. And because he's so big, he had a lot of reach, right? So a big thing is they have addition select. It doesn't work online, but if Jimmy and I are playing side by side and he wants to fuck with me, you can change the addition of your character.
So you what is it, four or five different additions?
Depending on the character, when they're introduced. But like, so if Jimmy wants to really fuck with me, he can play vanilla Sagat, which is going to do a shitload more damage on punishes than, you know, Ultra Sagat or Super Sagat.
So you're basically getting like 4 to 5 games depending on the characters that you're choosing. And
you can mess with them more.
Yeah, so I can play Chun-Li from the first version or Yun from the third version. Like, I can just choose whoever the fuck I want. And so all like the updates or patches or whatever, I don't know if it went out the window.
But it can, and you can roll them back.
Yeah.
The other two big things, Ultra Combo Double. What that means is, so everybody has Ultra Move. Basically, the more damage you take, it builds your Ultra Meter, and then it's a punish.
Prior to match, you have to select which one you choose.
With Ultra, you can actually take both into a match.
Yep.
The penalty you pay is that they will both do less damage than if you just picked one. But the thing with that is like, for example, playing against Jimmy, who's a Hakan player, one of his characters, that's fucking frustrating. So Hakan has two different moves. He has one Ultra that's an anti-air. If you jump in on Hakan, he has a move where he basically like oils himself up and lays on his back. You slip up. It's gay as shit, and it's frustrating.
That's awesome.
But that, you cannot jump in on a Hakan with Ultra 2. Is it Ultra 2?
Ultra
2.
I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, I've done it. We all do it. And the thing
I've done it and succeeded. Jimmy brings his Hakan to me, and I'm like,
fuck you.
Eat my Akuma.
Yeah. So the end of it really is that...
Are we still talking about video games?
Yeah. So if Jimmy...
Whenever Jimmy picks that character, I'm like, I'm going to win this match. I got this one. He picks anyone else, and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, actually in Ultra, probably not, because Colin's way better in Ultra. But just the way they've changed it up is really cool. Also, they do red focusing. So with that, they have a focus attack. You can absorb one attack. With a red focus, you can absorb as many attacks as your life bar will sustain.
It's fucking awesome.
It's so awesome. So if somebody throws an Ultra attack,
it's so like kiddish. Like a little kid could beat like a top player, because all you have to do is hold down 3 fucking buttons and absorb like a whole super move. And then just fucking.
But granted, at the same time, you know, you can throw them out of it. If there's an armor breaking move, it'll crush it. Yeah. If you jump over them, then you wait till they finish it and you get to crush them. So it just kind of changes the strategy.
It can sway the match. Honestly,
that's why I steer away from fighting games. It is so technical. It's like I play video games to just say, you know, fuck real life. Like, fuck everything else. I just want to fucking be lost in some story. And then I start playing like. When I went over to the game night you guys had, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I think I'm pretty good at Marvel versus Capcom 2. And then fucking Tyson, you're like, yeah, fuck you. Like, oh, that's great. You know, fucking, you know, whoops my ass. I'm like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going to throw the controller out the window. Like, but I don't need this. Like,
I was gonna talk about that.
I hear that.
Too, though, like, it's fun, though, right? Because, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, it's fun losing Esteban, right?
Hold on. He's exaggerating because Esteban wrecked some shit that night. You're being humble because...
Everyone cheers against me.
It is sheer luck.
Everyone cheers against Jimmy, Sheer luck or not, though, like, the fun thing is I completely agree with you. I have never gotten online to play a single fighting game, will I ever. But when Jimmy sends out a text message like, hey, I'm going to do a game night, we're going to play some Street Fighter.
And I don't care.
Yeah. With and you guys,
versus Capcom, yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah,
shit.
With you guys, it's completely different. Yeah. But where I watch Tom and fucking Jimmy over here play online, I'm like, hey, these guys are fucking crazy. I would go through so many remote controls, it would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't handle that stress. I get stressed enough fucking playing Halo on, you know, the hardest difficulty. I don't need to fucking have some other guy, you know, hand my ass to me without me dealing any damage to him. Like, fuck this. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think before we go to the next, we could jump ahead to Mortal Kombat.
That's fine.
Yeah,
let's move we're talking fighting games.
Oh, man, let's talk about Mortal Kombat X, man. I want to hear your thoughts first.
So we saw like a cinematic trailer
and
with Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
And then at E3, the PlayStation conference, they actually did gameplay.
With the fatalities and everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a pussy, but I don't want to see like broken bones and smashed faces
all the X-ray stuff. That's not new. They've actually been doing that, but they actually have to change the engine for the game because it's made for like the next gen consoles.
I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can upscale the engine to work. But
because I just think like the 360, I don't have an XB1 or a PS4, so I'm gonna get like the poverty version of it. Poverty Combat, and it's not gonna be the same.
You know, the
Poverty
thing,
Combat X.
So it looks the faster pace though, like Injustice.
Well,
it does.
But you know what, man? And this is gonna sound so. Jimmy and I did this last night. We played. So I bought Injustice on PC and started practicing.
Fuck that.
Got my ass handed to me by Jimmy last night.
I was
going to
say, all the practicing in the world is not going to help you.
No,
yeah, I go over to his house. Oh, yeah, let's play this game.
With every character in the roster.
When Jimmy invites me over for fight game night, I say, I'll come over, but we're not playing Injustice.
Well, and it's bullshit.
And I used to whoop the shit out of him Injustice.
No,
and if I do play him Injustice, the only person I ever select is Batgirl.
Oh, no, I'm
just going to be Batgirl.
Just keep tapping this button, and it'll juggle the character. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool, because I watched you do it to me for the last, like, 40 minutes.
So,
like,
but the side note of that, we did that, and then we jumped over to Street Fighter, and Street Fighter looked like it was running like 60 miles an hour. It was so fast. And so I have two concerns about Mortal Kombat X. First of all, the rumor I'm hearing is that they're still having a dedicated block button.
Yeah, they are having a dedicated block button.
Which is fucking retarded.
I'm cool with that.
No, man, it's bad form.
Like it.
The second thing I'm concerned about is...
Bad form. I thought you were bad at these games.
I am, but a fucking dedicated block button is stupid.
Okay.
And then the next thing
I don't have a horse in this race. I don't really care. I'm just trying to piss you off.
The only reason I don't like it is because
you have to think.
Every fighting game in the universe is hold back to block. And then you're trying to hit block, and then you've got to worry about, okay, I finished blocking. Are they negative frames enough that I can counter? It's just not.
No,
right.
I don't worry about
you
that.
You think
I
about this way
down,
too much.
So,
and then I hit him again.
Yeah.
I just remember like whenever I first got Injustice, it was so much fun to play with everybody. And then Jimmy got an Xbox.
No.
You can blame me for giving the Xbox.
It all just fucking went down.
No, whenever I'm really playing these fighting games, I literally use my fist to mash every button at the same time to see, that was pretty cool what my guy just did. I'm going to keep mashing. Yeah. Like, blah, blah.
We're going to teach you Street Fighter. So the final
Injustice wasn't fun anymore when I started playing Jimmy online. Because like the first time I played him online, I just sat there getting drunk, losing match after match after match. And I was just like I wasn't mad. I was just like, fucking Christ, that wasn't even fun. And I just spent an hour and 45 minutes letting Jimmy practice on me.
No, you know what's
funny?
And
I walk upstairs and Tiffany was watching TV in the living room. She's like, how was my mini games? Did you have fun? I'm like,
no.
Fuck Jimmy. No. I didn't. Fuck Jimmy. He's too fucking good at that game now.
Not to toot my own horn. The first night I got invited over to Jimmy's, we're playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And I think I ended up...
I heard about this. This is like stuff of legend.
He was so upset.
I was picking random because I was like, I'm gonna fucking destroy his shit. And
I'm going through the characters.
This guy looks cool. Oh, Wolverine. Yeah, of course. And he was winning like 5-0.
I know what I'm doing. The shit out of Jimmy that night is stuff of legend. Because Jimmy, I think it was actually the next day you like text me like, Esteban came over and, or no, it was the next time I came over and played some big games with you.
I was mad.
And
you were telling
me, because we were playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2, like, last time I played this, Esteban came over and he just beat the shit out of me. He's so good at this fucking game.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, and then the next time I come over, we go and play his arcade, his cabinet. It was the same thing. All I knew was Ryu. Like, oh, I don't know any of these characters. I'll just play Ryu. He's like, oh yeah, I'm good with this grappler. How many times did I end up beating your ass with Ryu?
Doesn't fucking matter.
He was so upset. We ended up just playing single player, just trying to get through the campaign.
So my other concern with all that is,
other than that, that was
watching the gameplay.
Jimmy's fantastic.
Of Mortal Kombat X, really cool combos coming through. A lot of really awesome juggles. However, it looked just like Injustice. I mean, there was even a point where the guy gets air launched, and then you see the little jab.
It still actually has. You know that in like in Mortal Kombat 9, how it had like after like the guys would like float. Like if I hit them with like a launcher or something, it seemed like they kind of like float. Like they didn't have enough frames to like drop down or to like.
But isn't it really that surprising that they'd be using the same engine for this game that they used for Injustice?
If they speed it up.
How successful Injustice was?
Yeah, but if they speed it up, I think it would be better, is my only concern. Because the thing about Injustice that bums me out is.
It's still going to be three buttons, I bet. It'll be three buttons.
And I'm fine with a three button fighter. I mean, fucking Marvel's a three button fighter.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern about it is, so with Injustice, the thing that went wrong with it is they put Injustice out. All the competitive fighting game people picked it up. It was in every major tournament.
It was fun for everybody.
It was fun for everybody. Yeah. They did a couple patches. And pretty soon, they stopped supporting it, and the entire fighting game community dropped it, and Injustice died.
That's how it was six months
between the launch and then me getting a text from Jimmy. I can't remember the explanation, but he's like, Injustice is dead.
And that's like, and our joke right now.
Because Shaq Fu was beating it on Twitch.
Yeah, like, and people were watching Shaq Fu.
That's what it was.
There was like 12 people watching Injustice, like, because that's all that was streaming it, and Shaq Fu had like 70 people. I'm like, this game's fucking dead.
So that's my only thing.
Well, that happens like with Halo or other games or Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
When they stop supporting it, then it's
right. Tough. And so that's my concern is I hope Mortal Kombat X is better. I'm excited to see.
I saw
the same thing. You know, after watching the preview, you know, because Jimmy watched this. I watched it. I'm just like, I'm thinking the same thing. Like, this will be good for just a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it becoming.
I think it's too violent.
Street Fighter. No, I don't think it's too violent. I just think it's so.
Watch the physical.
I don't know what the word repetitive or. Yep.
I've never been a huge fan of Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love them.
Like, I've never.
That was my first, like, blood and gore game.
Yeah, I know. It was mine too, but I've never been. It's too slow moving for me. I don't like the dedicated block button. There's just too much about it I don't like. I remember one time I went over to Tom's and we played some Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, it was fun, but we played some Mortal Kombat and I'm like, Mortal Kombat is not fun. This is too fucking deliberate. It's stupid. But
I think it's lost its lackluster for sure.
Let's move on from Mortal Kombat X. Let's move on to Mario Kart 8.
Okay, Lucas, this is all you, because I've seen it played.
Luigi and the Death Star.
Yeah, the Luigi meme is pretty awesome.
Fucking cannot get enough of that Luigi. Have you seen the one
where he's flipping everybody off? Oh, you said it to me where he's flipping everybody off. It makes
it that much more fun to play the game and then see Luigi pass you by and be like, you motherfucker. I will slit your throat. I've seen some shit in the fucking Koopa Castle.
I have heard nothing but good things about Mario Kart.
I think this, in my opinion, this is the first must-have Wii U game.
Oh, Smash. Smash 2.
So I'm saying that has released since like Zelda.
I'd say the Mario Kart 3D Land is a must have.
You mean Mario World 3D Land? Super Mario 3D
whatever
Land?
You know what I'm talking about, the last Mario game they released on the Wii U. That's a must have.
But you get what I'm saying.
This is selling consoles. They've sold more copies of Mario Kart 8 than they've sold any other game. Well, and the promotion they're running,
if you buy a Wii U before the end of July.
Not a Wii U. If you buy Mario Kart.
Yeah, you get a free game.
Just Mario Kart.
So you go. Yeah. So if you don't have a Wii U, you buy the Mario Kart bundle, and you get fucking Wind Waker for free.
That's bullshit.
There's Wind Waker, Super Mario Brothers U, Pikmin 3, or Wii Party.
Wii Party. You can get Pikmin.
I got the new Mario game.
Or Zelda, and you're set. So that's
for $300.
For $300.
Two free games for $300.
And a system. That's where they need to be at.
And they did a system update.
It's the only plan Nintendo
has. That decoupled the tablet.
I think it was wrong.
So you don't have to have the tablet on to play the console right now. You can just do it with the Pro Controller. It wasn't that way before.
But you have to have the tablet because fucking every time Rich brings it over, like E3, he's got it over and he's like, oh, I'm going to play Mario Kart. I'm like, okay, well, I want to watch fucking E3. And he's playing Mario Kart on the goddamn tablet while I'm watching E3. You have to have it.
Well, I'm not saying you have to have it, but you should. The fact that they've decoupled it.
It's smart.
It's a good move for them. But yes. Mario Kart is great. So there's four Prees with, I think, four tracks each, right?
Right.
And they're all brand new, and they're great. And the new gimmick in this one is anti-gravity. So you go over these blue bars, and then your tires flip on their side like the DeLorean. And now the course will go, like, upside down and does all this crazy shit. But they've introduced, if you bump into each other in zero gravity, you both boost, similar to a drift. If you collect 10 coins on the course, your top speed increases. And if you get hit, you drop your coins.
Yeah.
But, so there's those four Prees, and then there's four Prees beneath it that are all classic. So they're Mario 64, Super Nintendo,
oh, awesome.
GameCube, yep. remade with the Zero Gravity in HD. Oh, and it's gorgeous. Like, it's the best-looking Nintendo game I've seen yet.
It's beautiful, yep.
And it's a lot of fun.
I think those Mario Kart nights might be something we need to look into.
No, I want to have you guys over to play, and it's I don't want to say it's cumbersome, because it's not, but there's a plethora of choices. So you can play with the game controller, the iPad thing, or you can play with the Pro Controller.
Those Pro Controllers are sick, by the way.
Which is really nice.
So nice.
Or you can play, if you're my nephew and for some reason think it's fun, you can play with the Wiimote where you turn the Wiimote, or you can play with the Wiimote and the Nunchuck, or you can play with the Classic Controller. So any controller scheme you can play with on this.
That's nice.
Which is great, because whatever you have laying around. So where it gets really interesting, in the old Mario Kart games, you'd have 50cc, 100cc, and 150cc,
right.
and it's just faster. Nothing really changed.
Yeah.
With this 50cc, you can get into the game. It's fine. But when you get into 100cc, the AI just kick your ass. They're constantly drifting. They're using their power-ups. If you're not on your game and drifting or trying to take shortcuts, you're not getting first. And 150 is a joke. Like, it's fun, but Heather and I have been playing, and surprisingly, she's gotten really invested in it. And it's very hard to get first place. There's six of the eight that we still haven't gotten placement in. No first, second, or third trophy. It's tough.
How long has this game been out?
Jesus. A
couple weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Like 2 weeks.
So where there's that difficulty, right? Now, the customization is the fun part. You pick your racer, and similar to other Mario Kart games, you get to pick like Mario, Luigi. So Yoshi's fast, Peach is fast, Mario's average, Bowser's slow, but he can take a hit and not move. Now you get to pick which car you want. You can pick a bike, you can pick a go-kart, you can pick trains. They have all kinds of goofy Mario-esque stuff. And then you get to pick a tire set. And based on the tires, you have more grip, less grip, more acceleration, less speed, whatever. And then you also get to pick a floating class.
Please tell me you can have turtle shells or tires.
My dad.
What?
Turtle shells for tires?
Turtle shells for tires.
They might have Koopa shells for tires, but they haven't released. I haven't unlocked that yet. But it's a lot of fun. As far as if you have a Wii U, definitely buy it.
If
you're thinking of getting a Wii U, or you have a right now is the best time to buy a Wii U. Absolutely. If ever you're going to buy a Wii U.
What are they asking for this little bundle set?
You get a bundle for $300 with Mario Kart, and then you get a free game through July if you buy Mario Kart and register it. And it's a DLC. I highly recommend using their DLC. It's a really nice interface.
Their eShop setup is really good.
I'm thinking about getting a Xbox One. Do I go towards the Wii U?
Here's the deal. Like the Xbox One, we can talk more about this with E3.
Yeah.
If you're a Halo fan, you'll want an Xbox One.
We'll bring that up later.
If you don't want to be playing Halo and you just want to play next gen, you're fine with the PlayStation. Want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Gotcha.
So that Mario Kart's great.
We'll talk about that.
So should we talk about Dead Rise?
Let's do it. We'll do it during the E3. I wrote down the whole title.
Well, all right. Well, let's just jump into
E3. Let's do it during E3 because I want to compare the shows and talk about that.
Oh, really?
Should we talk about like favorite moments? Not favorite moments, but like things that stood out to us, and then we can argue about who has.
We're going to skip the break this time. We're gonna power right on through.
I have a quick one.
Sure.
Please.
Nobody cares.
Start us off.
In Killer Instinct, they're adding
TJ Combo and Cinder.
Yeah. Cinder was teased, but they added TJ Combo sure for their second season pass.
Well, and I actually watched.
That's nice that they're still supporting it.
They had so Twitch is doing a lot of the live streams of the events, and yes,
that's amazing.
The guy over Iron Galaxy, I can never think of his fucking name, played with some girl and showed her how to play TJ Combo, and it was pretty sick. It was pretty cool. Like TJ Combo's got a lot of really cool shit coming.
And they are also adding something to the entire game. It's like a aerial combo system.
Yeah.
So now people are able to juggle people. And I don't know if it's going to be like how they juggle people in that Marvel game, where it's just like infinites and shit. I don't know if it's going to be like that. I doubt it, but they are adding like juggles, which a lot of those fighting
It could replace the new... I mean, it could replace Marvel, seeing as Capcom ditched the framework for Marvel vs. Capcom.
And now you have a nice, crisper, cleaner, like, better, polished version.
60 frames a second of brutal combat, so...
So, but, just I mean, really quick, I thought that was really sick and worth mentioning, so...
So, where do you guys... I mean, so, where do you want to start?
The DLC for Dead Rising is quick.
Yeah, you can mention Dead Rising. So that was announced during
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
So, say the full name.
Okay, you ready?
Because I don't remember.
So
I love this.
DLC that released. Awesome. So the DLC that released that day, and we were actually looking for this. So let me put preface. Me, Rich, and Jacob. The biggest thing we were looking for while watching E3 for 3 days was, what are they giving us to play this year? Because we're at a weird point in next gen. Think about it. The newest consoles have been out for 6 months, so we're still in that first year lull. So everything is coming out in 2015, right? So we're like, what are they? And a lot of times when you're in that lull and they're trying to be competitive, you're going to have the asshole on stage going, and this game is available to play today, right? And they're dropping it as quick as possible. So like, what are they going to do? So fucking Capcom, being assholes, suddenly this trailer starts playing and there's a guy from Dead Rising, and suddenly Chun-Li is like lightning kicking somebody in the face, and then Ryu is shooting somebody, and at one point
Frank West,
and then Ryu pulls out his ultra, and instead of doing the whole Metsu thing, he goes shamalama ding dong and blows everybody up, and you're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, this is a joke. And then they go, available today, Ultra Super Dead Rising 3 Arcade Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha, and you're like, you're fucking kidding me. And then Zombie Bison comes growing out of the ground and starts shooting lightning bolts at everybody on the fucking floor, and the crowd is going nuts. It was
it's awesome. Like an arcade style Dead Rising, and it's just basically, like, kill as many people from A to B or something like that.
And all you're doing is cosplaying as random fucking Capcom characters, and it's like
the Darkstalkers series,
Street Fighter,
Mega Man
was in there. Yep. Well, and that was a big thing in Dead Rising 1, is if you played hard enough and long enough, those you could actually dress as Mega Man 1.
Get that big booster.
Yeah, but the booster would just shoot like the foam balls at people, right?
I remember that with 1, with the last one that they did, it was like a nuke. It would blow shit up.
So they're just, I mean, Dead Rising's all about the insanity, so I thought that was pretty cool. So wanted to touch on that. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Batman.
So out of
everything else, Batman for me was like
best trailer of the
fucking
show.
E3.
Best trailer of E3.
Gameplay.
Really?
Gameplay. Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Yep. He's standing on that balcony, overlooking fucking the city, and you can see for goddamn miles.
Right.
And that was the first moment at the show.
Next gen.
That I was like, yeah, we're in the next gen. It was gorgeous.
And when he just jumps off and he going through all the buildings,
the
lands,
thing.
And the Batmobile picks him up.
Yep.
Goes hauling ass through the city, and I was wondering, like, how are you going to navigate, like, through Gotham?
Yeah.
And the Batmobile's shooting out grappling hooks so you can corner faster. You're going upstairs.
I was
going to
say, that's
going
to be
a big
part of the next game.
You get to drive
the
Batmobile.
That's going
to
be a big part of the next game. You saw the pictures of the Batmobile they had at
E3,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had one there.
So then the gameplay wraps up, and you hear, like, that stop sound, like the thing starts glitching out and freaking out. And you see this incredible scarecrow, like, just fucking detailed and beautiful with his deep voice and his teeth are yellow. And and granted, like, it was in Sony's conference, but it's for every console. It's coming out on PC, 360.
I'm sure it'll be on Wii U.
And that was for me, it will be. And that was something for me, is there were really not very many exclusives this year. There was exclusive timed content.
Yeah, which is a big difference.
But there was no, like, I mean, besides the Halo Master Collection and Halo 5, you know, Sony had some indie titles.
As far
and
as between
things.
Sony and Microsoft,
there was
obviously.
Not a lot. But, yeah, obviously Nintendo was all exclusive.
Is Metal Gear, is that coming to Xbox One as well?
I think it's coming to everything, yeah. They showed it during...
The Batman is just next gen, right?
Yes. I believe so.
It looks fucking amazing.
It looks gorgeous.
I'm excited for that one.
So
did you watch the trailer?
I was really bummed about it that it got pushed.
Did you watch the trailer?
It needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's
amazing. If this is not going to be on PS3, fuck you guys.
Oh, that reminds me of it right there.
Yeah, it looks so that, in my opinion, one of the best trailers. I have another favorite moment just because they have two favorite moments.
Hold on, real quick. Batman, is that Q1 2015?
It's 2015, but probably
it's 2015.
Q1. Yeah. Honestly, with the state of the next gen systems right now, I bet. So this happened during 360 and PS3 times. Quarter one is going to be fucking crazy. Okay. Like, we're going to get, like, February to April, we're going to have, like, a holiday-esque, like, a mini holiday season.
Because the stuff that couldn't make it in
time. The stuff that couldn't make it is going to start dropping like crazy. Yeah. So, and then holiday season 2015 is going to be a fucking madhouse.
So when Batman was the best.
One of my favorites.
When is the release of the new Metal Gear?
They just said 2015-ish. There wasn't like a delay. Everything's 2015. Okay. Yeah, everything was 20. I mean, there was like four titles for the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. So that's... Batman was the big one for me. And there was other things that were cool. Like Destiny got some attention.
Destiny was...
They're doing the beta on PlayStation.
And I wanted
to
talk about that a little bit. So my favorite thing about Destiny... is that, first of all, I'm going to out myself. I like Halo, guys. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't play with you as much anymore, but I played...
There's nothing wrong with that.
I played Halo 2 30 hours a week for like 6 months.
For sure.
Online. I like Halo.
Yeah.
I got burned out on it. You know, ODST kind of rubbed me wrong. 4, I just didn't dive on.
You didn't like ODST, huh?
It was all right. I just didn't like ODST. I fell off of it.
See, I read a lot of the books and stuff, so and I followed, you know, where... You know, ODST, I thought it was great, you know, in kind of the standalone. It was different from what the Spartans were and kind of the storyline of the Spartans. It was its own separate game, to me, anyway.
It was, and I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it.
So you're looking forward to a new direction?
I fell away from Halo. So yeah, I am. Bungie. And the thing about Halo that really got to me was, like, there was one type of gameplay with Halo. If you were playing online, you were playing the four types of variant games. You're playing with the same assholes over and over and over and over again.
That's what burned me off of Halo was the multiplayer. Uh-huh. You know, where you... I, like Tom was saying, where Halo 2, I spent hours playing Halo 2. Halo 3 came out, and playing multiplayer, it burned me. Yep. It really rubbed me the wrong way.
Yep.
I kind of... distance myself. That's kind of where I've fallen, you know, into Mass Effect and stuff. But anyway,
here's where Destiny is going to make millions. You get into the single player, and you get dropped, and you start out, and you're just in this like dashboard basically, and it's like, okay, let's do something. I got to teach you how to play the game. I'm like, okay, so it's like go to launch, go to select destination, click planet, and drop. And you're watching this animation of your fighter ship flying, and as people are joining your group, their fighter ships are flying up next to you.
Right.
And then you drop to the planet.
Was like Titanfall was multiplayer campaign, quote unquote. This is multiplayer campaign. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so then it's like, all right, go do some missions, and there's waypoints, and you're playing a first-person shooter with missions, but it's like, wow. But instead of doing a quest and going and returning it to the quest, it's like, hey, you fucking finished the quest. We'll report it back. We'll send it up the ship. Here's your experience. Keep going. So you're grinding and having a great time.
Or you can be like, instead of this quest, I want to spend 3 hours
in the Crucible, which is
checking stuff out.
Yeah, and just go explore.
Well, not even Crucible, but just explore the territory. It looked amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. I posted some screenshots. It is. And then, so then I'm like, man, you know what's amazing is all these people I'm playing with are actually really good at questing, and they're fun, and they're exploring with me. Where are all the assholes? This is a Bungie game. Seriously, where are the guys that I hate?
They're 12.
So then I'm like, oh, what's the Crucible? So I go to the Crucible.
That's where they are.
And it's standard issue Halo multiplayer. But by doing that, you get Crucible marks, which you can spend on super badass armor and weapons that's more PvP based. While you're doing the single player, you're getting shit that's more PvE based or world based. And I'm like, this is great. So we capped at level, and they have, instead of instances, they do stuff called, they call them strikes. Basically, with a strike, depending on your weaponry, you'll get bonuses or losses. So we get to level 8. The first time we tried the strike, we were 6. And because of our armor sets, we were negative like 30% damage in all categories. So we got our shit rocked. We got to level 8. We had new weapons. We were plus like 30% and everything. So we go in. It took us 35 minutes to get through it. And the boss battle was 24 minutes of it. Jeez. This is a first-person shooter, mind you, and we were literally clearing trash mobs, hiding behind obstacles, letting our shield recharge, doing damage to the boss. Fuck, he's cycling a huge attack like you would in World of Warcraft raids, running behind the thing. Guys were coming, clearing out the trash mobs. We were playing strategic.
Reviving each other.
I mean, it sounds really cool, but I do wonder if general...
They will, because the general public will just spend all day in the fucking Crucible. And that's the beauty of it, because guys like me...
I see that it's got both sides of it, but I really do wonder, because everybody... Like, you and I have talked about it.
Right.
But a lot of people have talked about it with Destiny. Even Chris have been like, I don't know that it's for me. It just seems...
It sounds like they have both sides of that. Where, like you said,
they
have the Crucible, and then they have the quote-unquote World of Warcraft.
And if you don't want to do the strikes, you don't have to. You can just run around questing and level up really quick. We maxed level in the alpha without actually doing a strike. The strike was just to see what it was.
Sure.
For me and Jacob, we'll spend all of our time in there. So
I'm interested
super
to see, because it's Is that this fall?
This fall. September. That's the other crazy thing. They're in alpha right now. It comes out September 9th.
Right. So if it doesn't get delayed, that's going to be one of the only games this year.
It can't. They're releasing it with a white PS4. Like, they announced it's coming September
9th. Okay, is this, yeah, is this also supposed to be... Yeah,
with bundled with it on September 9th.
You're also supposed to be able to access it from, like, your tablet and iPhone.
It'll have, like, a tablet integration whatever. Where you can track your character, track your stats. There'll be all kinds of, like, mobile-based stuff as well.
Which is cool. That's going to be more standard
first-person.
I don't know. That almost kind of irks me a little bit, you know, because it was with Mass Effect 3, you know, where, like, you can farm...
Right. They did the same thing with Assassin's Creed. And, but I think this is going to do great because for me, I'm not a huge shooter junkie, but I had fun. I was just driving around on the fucking land speeder and exploring and headshots and practicing and having fun. And then I went to the Crucible and played some rounds. I'm like, yeah, I really suck at this, but it's cool.
I'm very interested. I'm sure buy it to play it, but yeah. It'll be interesting to see how long I play it. Yeah. I want to talk about Halo since we're on the subject.
Okay, so let's move on to that. So Halo 5, the Master Chief Collection.
Halo 5 they didn't really talk much about. So
it'll come with bait. Sorry, the Master Chief.
Master Chief Collection is important, and I'm going to tell you why it's important, and it'll sell Xboxes.
Well, of course.
Well, because it's Master Chief, but people have been bitching. I want Halo 2 multiplayer back. I want Halo 2 multiplayer back. I want Halo 3 multiplayer back. Like the fandom, right?
Sure.
So this, you'll be able to play all four games in the same UI on one disc. They've hired Blur, which if you're not familiar with Blur, the cinematics for Batman trailers, the cinematics for Dead Island, for anything that you've seen and been like, holy shit, that game looks awesome because of the CGI thing, it was Blur.
Yep.
They hired them to do cinematic sequences for all four games to tie them together better. So that's... They've done a lot of work to that.
It's huge. My only gripe with it...
You can gripe in a minute. I just want to explain the game.
Okay, go ahead.
So then... just to get it out there, what it is.
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
You can play all four multiplayers. It'll be the first time you've been able to play Halo 1 running over Xbox Live.
And running on their own native engine.
Yeah. They're all on their own servers. Yeah. So that's a big difference because before it was peer-to-peer.
Yep.
So Halo 3, when we'd lag or shitty stuff would happen, that's not going to happen anymore.
Yep.
What's your one gripe?
My only gripe is this is the fourth time they've released Halo Combat Evolved. Yeah. Only gripe. Continue. Yeah.
Well, how many times have you bought Mario Brothers?
Oh, I know, but you
and this
get
is
what
their
I'm
IP.
Saying.
Yeah, well, that's
it's the and,
no, no.
And
this
the
is
thing,
the single reason why I'm thinking about getting an Xbox.
Same
One
here,
is
and because all year
of
I've been
this
thinking
new release
after our last podcast. I honest to God almost went to GameStop, dropped $30, and bought Halo 1 through 4 and played them on my 360.
And now you can play them all
in one show. Or I can make a playlist.
Yeah, you can say I only want to play levels with warthogs,
and then play through all of them.
And play through just the warthogs. So Halo Combat Evolved was remade last year. You could switch between new and old graphics. Yeah. They're doing that with two with this, but here's why it's important. So Halo 4 came out, and the multiplayer, they tried to be like Call of Duty, right? And shortly thereafter, Call of Duty was released, and the entire audience just dropped.
Yep.
Right, and so they moved away from what Halo was, and nobody likes it. This Master Chief Collection is just a fucking litmus test.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find out and take all the information. Okay, here's all four games. Here's what everybody wants. Let's see what they play. If people play Halo 2 all the time and they love Halo 2, Halo 5 is going to be like Halo 2.
Yep, it is. And they're going to do beta with Halo 2.
I didn't really think of that far.
If you're a Halo fan and you want to help the direction of where you want these games to go, buy Master Chief Collection and play the games you want it to be.
And if it's if you want a telltale sign of where Call of Duty's at, what did they close out E3 with at the Microsoft show last year?
I don't remember.
Call of Duty.
Was it?
What did they show at the beginning?
Did they show Call of Duty
this
year?
They opened the conference with Call of Duty. So
Call of Duty.
It's flipped. Of course it is, but I'm making the point of look where it's come to because of those types of
things. Well, that's where like Destiny and Titanfall and these other games are going to be more important. But that's why it'll sell consoles because it's Halo, but then it's important because 343 is saying, all right, guys, we're putting our money where your mouth is. What
help
do you want
us
to
out.
Do?
Vote with your wallet and help us do it. Yep, I agree.
So that's all I wanted to say about Halo.
Okay.
It'll sell consoles.
It will. And like I said, I even consider, because once again, if I'm going to replay through the Halos, why not in HD, right?
Well, how fun
and
would
I've
got to
get
be?
An Xbox One at some point.
Hey, let's try Halo 2
and at any
for
given
an
time, they give you that option to switch back to the original, don't they?
In game, at any moment, you can switch between the graphics.
To me,
it's amazing.
That's mind-boggling. It's fucking insane. You'll be running through, you switch it back to the original, and then switch it back to the new HD. That's mind-boggling
to
me.
You know, I think the first game they actually did that with was Tecmo Bowl.
Because I specifically remember waiting in line to get, like, Halo 2, and I was remember watching the video of that.
I worked that
and they were switching back and forth to the HD and then to the original, and you're like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, oh my God. You know, where things have gone to. It's
well, even Last of Us, I've talked about in great length.
Oh, the remastered.
And seeing the remastered, they did a whole sequence of PlayStation 3 versus PlayStation 4. And you'd think, it can't be that big of a difference. This was made for PlayStation 3. It's amazing. Like, seeing Ellie, and you can see all the freckles on her face and everything.
I'm not playing that fucking game again. I'm just not. I can't handle it emotionally.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Having a kid, I was bawling.
Yeah, it's so sad.
When the little girl, like, died, I'm like, no!
Yeah, why? It's so crushing, man. So, alright, what else? I mean, I've got a whole list of shit I wanted to talk about, but...
I'm just trying to be brief so we can talk.
Can we throw Metal Gear? Can we throw Metal Gear out in there?
It was just a great trailer.
I'm a huge Metal Gear fan, you know, and Metal Gear, you know, the last Metal Gear was awesome.
I don't like
to me.
Metal Gear at all, so you'd have to run.
Yeah, okay. I won't lie. Metal Gear is so confusing. You know, I mean, it is just it is so out there. But to me, I love it. The new Metal Gear looks fantastic. I think Hideo Kojima, however you say his name. Jesus.
Oof. So
it looks really good to me. I'm excited for it. I don't know what you guys think, but
I've never played Metal Gear.
It's. But I'm glad I tried to get it. I've bought it and returned it 3 times. All of them.
Sorry, man.
I can't do it.
So
it's weird. It's different. It's really they really kind of stray from. I mean, you don't get this NES linear game. You get really fucking far out there and back, and it's all over the place. You know, really.
How about Tekken Cross Street Fighter? Did you see that?
Nah, nobody cares.
Is there a new one coming?
Well, there's Street Fighter Cross Tekken, which was taking Tekken characters into Street Fighter. Now they're going to do Street Fighter characters into Tekken, so it'll be that 3D world.
No, I don't know. You played Tekken with me once.
We've talked a bit about the Xbox and PlayStation.
I don't do Tekken. My wife...
She's good.
She's good at Tekken.
She's way good.
She's fucking good at Tekken.
She's better than me.
And I was thinking like, oh yeah, you're good at Tekken.
She's better than me at Tekken.
Okay.
She knows that. Like, she knows what to do.
She knows what to do. We played Tekken on the PS3. Jimmy came over one night. Him and Shanna did. And the four of us played Tekken. I was about ready to throw my controller.
Tiff was fucking running it.
Yeah.
She was running it.
She was fucking running it. And the thing is, I would say she was hustling it. Yeah. But she was straight up on that. She's like, I'm really good at this game.
God, you know where I remember playing Tekken?
And I'm like, fuck Chuck you, and you're not good at this game.
Yeah.
And she whooped the shit out of everybody. It's funny,
Tyson's just like, this game's so fucking stupid. Yeah, like, every fucking
oh, it's terrible.
Every second
it
was so of the game, mad. This game's so fucking stupid.
Because which Tekken is it?
Tekken Tag or Tekken...
I think it's Tekken Tag.
Yeah, that one's good.
Oh man, it was fucking hard.
My memories of Tekken were at Chuck E. Cheese, fucking playing that fucking game, Tekken. Jesus.
And I'm just like, I don't know any of the characters. I'm like, hey, this guy's got a cheetah head for a head.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm gonna be this guy. And Tiff's like, oh yeah, well I'm gonna be this chick, and just like there were several rounds where my wife didn't get a single hit landed on her. She just ran the board.
Oh, God.
It was funny.
It was ridiculous. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, E3. I want to touch on Nintendo, because we haven't talked about
them
yet.
Yeah, let's do it. I have all kinds of words for it.
So, with Nintendo, they introduced the NFC stuff.
Right, the Amiibos.
Yeah, Amiibos, or Amigos, as they should have been called.
Yeah.
So, it's essentially like Skylanders. You'll have a Mario guy, and you can get your information on it. It's like Skylanders.
It's going to work with all the other games. So, like, for example, you level up a Smash character, you can put that information onto your amiibo, take it over to a buddy's house.
And I guess a lot of this is going to start working retroactively with
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8. And if you're a sucker for Nintendo nostalgia, just like Disney with Disney Infinity.
Right.
I don't think that this is like a game changer, but I do think, okay, cool, bonus.
It's a step in a good direction, though.
It's something new. And it's with technology that already exists on the Wii Pad. It's not a new thing.
What about Smash Brothers?
I'll get there.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on some of the quick things. They introduced three or four new IPs.
Three IPs.
There's the Squid one that looks like
Splatoon
fun.
Splatoon looks fucking fun as shit. So,
yeah.
And here's, so I'm going to say this real quick while I go into this. My biggest gripe with the Nintendo conference, okay? I was waiting for them to come out and say, look, we're fucking Nintendo.
Look, we're fucking gay.
And we've got this figured out. We're going to make this okay.
See, and
instead...
I disagree with
you. They came out and said, here's all the IP that we told you about last year. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see anything besides Splatoon that's really cool and new, you got to watch the Treehouse live stream and the Smash Brothers stream. Oh, and by the way, the only thing we're going to say about Star Fox is wink at you. And then when we announce the new pack, the new Smash Brothers characters, we're going to do it off stream in front of 20 people. So I was like,
I disagree with you on most things, but we can talk about that.
Okay, but so anyway, Splatoon looks fucking great.
So Splatoon, for those that were watching, is like a first-person shooter for family. You have two different teams, you have your own paint, and the whole point of the map is whoever has more of their paint on the map wins. But you're like these humans that can turn into squids, and you can like fast travel through your color paint, and it just looks like a fun first-person shooter. It's local area for up to four players against four players somewhere else.
Yeah,
and it looks like fun.
And watching, like, and they did like an hour and a half stream of it, it looked insanely
fun. And that's classic Nintendo, where they say, hey, we want to make a game that has this gameplay. What kind of characters can we fit into it instead of the reverse?
Yep.
So that was cool. Miyamoto introduced some robot game that
Project
looked
Giant
cheesy.
Robot and Project Guardian, basically mini games.
Yeah, it's just stuff to utilize the gamepad.
See, and that frustrated me as well, because, like, I know Miyamoto knows what he's doing, but,
I don't think,
but watching that, I'm like, dude, you're fucking high.
I think he's done. I think he's had his days in the sun.
Like, they locked him. Yeah, he is. But then he's working
he's
on the new Star Fox.
Well, that's the thing. He's not touching Zelda, though. So the...
Thank God.
The thing is he's... these two games, the one, you make your own robot, and then using the controller, like, you lift, like, your right side of your body to walk, like, and left to right. And then the right... Well, hear me out. And then the left and right analogs are to punch, and then the buttons do different things. This game isn't for us. This game's for my nephew.
Right.
That's just... That's how it is. The Star Fox game, they showed that because they needed to show lots of games. That's not even an alpha. That's just Miyamoto saying,
like... It's 2016, if we're lucky.
He's like, hey, this is some ideas I have for how we could do Star Fox. And that's why they didn't show it.
Of course.
So they talked about Star Fox. They talked about those three IPs. Smash Brothers was one of the bigger hits of the conference. You have a...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are getting into that fighting network.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching it. They have tons of fucking characters. I hear it looks gorgeous.
It looks amazing.
It looks like a lot of fun to play. I didn't have much to say about it, but it looks like a good game. And I think that Mario Kart going into Smash Brothers... with all this other stuff that's coming up, they're going to start selling more consoles.
They will. And I'm not saying they're dead. I'm saying out of all the shows I watched, they were the least... They presented the least amount of preparation and battle plan.
Oh,
and
I disagree so much.
Well, and you can, but I feel like Nintendo is in a state of flux right now because, for example, somebody like Shigeru Miyamoto should be making fucking legendary games, not... bullshit no. tower defense.
No, he's...
And so they're shuffling stuff
they're
around.
They're essentially retiring him.
That's fine, but like, so look at it, so just look at it from my angle, okay? I'm looking to have faith in this company, and I have faith in, you know, Pokemon, they showed the Pokemon Alpha Omega, I'm excited about that. But I'm looking at E3 as I want to see all the cool new shit that's coming out. Now, granted, not a lot of that happened through any of the conferences, but Sony laid out a battle plan. Microsoft laid out a battle plan.
No, they showed
games. And Nintendo, the one thing, the two things that they had going for them, they had 180,000 people watching Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's
180,000 people during E3. The rest of the other 3 days, watching the streams, there was 40,000 viewers at any given moment.
Sure.
They had more than triple the average viewership. And instead of going, by the way, you really want to drop this shit? Here's fucking Pac-Man, motherfucker. No, they turned off the stream.
No, I agree. The streaming stuff was obnoxious because they did that with their new IP on the 3DS.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
I don't think it's a... So you have... Xbox and PlayStation do these boring-ass conferences where they get up on stage and they have developers that aren't meant to talk in front of people, introduce games, and say the same fucking things. This game's revolutionary. This game changes how you play action games. This game changes...
And Nintendo gets up and says, this game
Nintendo
is fun for your family.
Nintendo doesn't get up.
They put up a YouTube video that says the same thing.
Am I going to get to say my part?
No.
Well...
No, go ahead.
With Nintendo, they have all their shit put together. They have their games laid out. I prefer that finished video that's 45 minutes. I don't want to see guys on a stage just jerking me off. Because, Call of Duty, great. It's the brand new game. Who gives a shit?
I don't want to see that. God damn.
I know you do.
Didn't last year or the year before Nintendo kind of come out and say, you know, the big conferences... isn't where we're going to put all of our eggs.
Yeah, they're doing the Nintendo Direct stuff. Which is what this was, is like a long Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, and I support that. I love that.
Is it any surprise that perhaps, you know, some people, i.e. you, Tom, were maybe disappointed in their presentation, but others were like, oh, okay, well, you know, they've scaled back their E3 presentation.
No, because I walked out of their Nintendo Direct last year stoked as shit.
But let me get back to a different point. So you want a Nintendo to come out and beat their chest and say, we're the motherfuckers, you know, be Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I want them to say, we know what we're doing.
They can't do that. Because if they came out and did that, everybody that hasn't bought a Wii console is like, fuck you, Nintendo. You ain't selling shit and nobody gives a fuck about you. What they needed to do, in my opinion, is come out and say, hey, you bought a Wii U console? Check it out. We've got lots of games coming your way that are full of nostalgia and things that you want to play. We've got this Yoshi's game. We've got this Kirby's game. We've got Wii U Zelda, which is going to be amazing,
sell consoles. Absolutely, in 3 years.
2015, maybe. Yeah. Well, they said 2015, but 2016 probably. But for me, it was more, hey, you guys have bought this. There's more stuff coming. It's not a dead console. There was no way they were going to be able to come out and beat their chest and say, we're fucking Nintendo. That's just...
Right.
Everybody would have laughed him off the stage.
Sure. And I agree with you there. I guess for me, like, and this is my biggest problem with the E3 as a whole. Everybody came out and said, in 2 years, you're going to have some really fucking cool games. And that was my biggest thing. But I really don't want to, like, dive more into this argument because, I mean, it's gonna swing us into the argument of, is E3 even valid anymore? But it's...
Well, and that's... But... I'm not saying that you're wrong about Nintendo stuff. There's a different perspective.
Yeah.
I'm on the inside. I've bought it. And I'm happy with, like, oh, cool. There's stuff now that I can justify having it. I don't think that until Zelda drops that they're going to be able to say, look, motherfuckers, hey, you can buy it now.
But
you that have been on the outside, you're going to buy it now.
So I got a quick question.
Hold on. Before that, Chris had been telling me the whole conference, like, I'm not buying a Nintendo. He goes through this every single time.
Of course he does.
Right? And then they drop Smash Brothers, and he's like, oh, man, I kind of want one. And then he looks up refurb Nintendos. You could buy a refurb Wii U for $200. And for those that don't know, refurb is probably better than new because it's been looked over twice now.
Sure.
And has a warranty. So he's going to buy one.
Right.
He was the biggest guy that messaged me, like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, and I guess... I don't know. I think we're going to just disagree. I feel like Nintendo has their strong points and their weak points right now. The Wii U is definitely their weak point.
The console's not.
Right, and they need to build it and fix it. And I was hoping to see something come at that angle. You know, I'm also very disappointed.
How are you going
to
change that quickly, though?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's my biggest thing is I wanted them to come out and wow me, and I didn't get wowed. And I'll be honest, PlayStation didn't really wow me. Microsoft, meh. Like, honestly, it wasn't an exciting show. There were some fun moments, but I think with Nintendo is that was the one that I had the most hope for. Because they had, in my opinion, the most opportunity to change things. And they came out and did the status quo.
But you're talking about this huge corporation.
Mm-hmm.
From last year to this year, how much can they change on the stuff that they've already invested in?
They can't. And they won't. But... on that note, let's go into some games.
Mario Maker looks fucking awesome.
Mario Maker looks amazing.
Hold on. I've been trying to get this question in about Smash Brothers.
Tom is terrible at Smash Brothers. Jimmy is almost as terrible.
I'll play Tom at Smash Brothers.
Game is garbage.
I could have set my controller down and still beat Tom at Smash Brothers.
Easily.
So what's your Smash Brothers?
The new Smash Brothers game is coming out for Wii U and 3DS. Mm-hmm.
3DS this year, Wii U this fall.
Okay, so... the 3DS stuff, it's not like where you would play on the 3DS against people on the Wii U, right? Nope.
Different games.
Just different games? Okay.
Completely different games. But the 3DS one looks like a lot of fun.
I was going to say, does the 3DS one look good? Because I don't have a Wii U, but I got a 3DS.
I'll buy it. And it's got online play.
Oh, well, if you guys can buy it, then I'll buy it. Because we can play each other.
Well,
right?
And it's, like most things, one of the only things coming out.
Yeah.
For both
and,
consoles,
you know, and one thing I will, and one thing I will say for Nintendo, unlike some of the other consoles this year, we've already actually had a pretty solid start of the year from Nintendo, right? We have. I mean,
when
Mario
did Mario
Kart
come
8,
out?
Mario was
the Mario 3D was this year.
Mario Kart 8. We've had some really great 3DS titles. So I'm not, Mario Golf, Kirby. So we've had a good year already. I guess I was just.
Is there a new Mario Kart coming out for 3DS?
No,
they just had one.
Yeah,
there's a 3DS that you can.
Yeah, it was 7, right?
Yeah, that was the most.
But see, like some of the stuff that I like for Nintendo, I was happy to see Mario Kart being made out of yarn. I didn't care for the
you mean Yoshi.
Yoshi. Yeah. I didn't care for the Kirby, but the Yoshis, and it looked like stop action, and then Kirby being claymation. I like when they do unique art styles
that Kirby, in HD. That Kirby game, man, to be completely honest, I was so excited about 3DS Kirby to play like an actual classic Kirby, and then they go back to the drawing the past garbage.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that.
It shouldn't be around, yeah.
The yarn, Yoshi's yarn... Mm-hmm. Game
looks gorgeous.
I think Yoshi's Island made out of really beautiful yarn artwork.
I was gonna say, it seemed kind of like what's that PlayStation game?
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet.
It looked just
kinda
like that.
Like a cross. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And the whole worlds are made out of that, and they play with that theme. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And see, for someone that's already on the inside, like, cool. Yeah. Here's some games that I will buy. Whereas Xbox, there weren't like Battlefield. This looks cool, but I don't know that I'll buy it.
No,
maybe
I've got
maybe
when
it's $40 4 was dog shit.
Well, and Hardline
right, because they're working on this.
Well, and Hardline is going to be weird for Battlefield. I mean, it's being made by Visceral and DICE, which Visceral mainly generally made. I mean, they made Dead Space. They made
now
Dante's Inferno. Like
while we're talking about these guys, they pulled them off DICE to be working on the new Star Wars game,
right?
And they went to the original locations where they shot things for Endor and they shot stuff for Hoth,
for
and they're getting referenced there for the new Battlefront game.
And that was another thing that really like irked me. Like, and I'm not mad. I'm excited for Battlefront, but like when you're watching a conference and they're showing you a speeder and it goes, "This is pre-alpha in-engine footage," you're like. It took everything for me to go, oh,
okay,
fuck.
But can I ask you a question
that's
about
part of
that?
The reason why I preferred the Nintendo's finished thing.
Sure,
there's not
sure.
This just like, this developer's going to talk about this thing he did on his computer that was kind of cool.
Did anybody else...
Give that to Miyamoto
outside. Did anybody else watch the No Man's Sky stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No Man's Sky is going to be, in my opinion... the next Minecraft. And I know we're running late. I apologize.
No, I was
Go ahead.
What I was going to ask you, like, where... When they preview these games, a lot of the times, you know, like they give you a section of like quote unquote finished, you know, segment of the game.
Yeah.
And then what's coming to my mind is like that whole, was it Colonial Marines, the alien game?
Oh my God, that was so bad.
So, you know, they preview this quote unquote finished product and then they give you this just awful game.
We could
know?
Have 3 hours on that.
Well, okay. that whole thing was like a debacle because what they showed disappeared and they had to recreate the game.
See, and that's what I have a hard time with whenever I'm watching like E3, when I'm watching new game footage, you know, I try not to jump to conclusions, you know, like with the new Metal Gear, I'm thinking like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. But then I kind of step back and think like, well, wait a minute. This is what they want us to see. They want us to buy the product.
Oh, totally.
You know, I mean, it almost kind of sets me up to every time I'm watching E3, like to almost kind of look away and think like, I'll wait until the game comes out.
Well, and that kind of brings like the reason, I mean, I've watched E3 for years, right? Like whether it's the live streams or, you know, the presentations the day after or something like that. I had no interest this year. And it's because it's kind of like that whole everything's coming in 2015 thing. You know, I don't want to get super excited about something,
For sure.
But I'm not going to be able to play for 12 months.
Right.
Because that frustrates me. I'm the most impatient person that I know.
Be completely
I don't
want to
see
shit.
Something that's awesome and be really excited for it and then be like, oh.
I was so excited for
Q4
that.
Q4 2015.
Aliens, you know,
the new Aliens game looks cool.
Isolation
looks
sick.
The new one,
like,
but
it's like awesome. The Batman game. The new Batman game, Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking excited for that game and I was so bummed out that it got pushed to 2015. But the optimist in me is like, okay, if they need a little bit more time, I'm fine with that.
You're going to have a kid. You're going to time travel anyway.
Well, right. But even then, I was like, okay, they can do it. But like this trailer, the awesome trailer you guys are talking about from E3, I didn't even want to watch it because I was like, this game doesn't come out until 2015 and it's going to fucking not
so
irritate me, but like I said, again, this is just a personal thing.
Right.
I'm impatient.
No,
I don't want to see this awesome trailer and get me all excited and be like, oh my God, I have to wait 8 months for this fucking game.
Speaking of, that's the Zelda, the Wii U trailer. Did you happen to watch that?
I didn't.
It looks amazing, especially on the Wii U. Like, the graphics are gorgeous.
Now, are
and it's
we talking
all
about
in,
the...
It's in-game. It's not cinematic.
Amazing.
Are we talking about the new Zelda? Because
the Wii
there two
Zelda.
Zelda games coming? There's, like,
there's
the Zelda Brawler, and then there's...
Yeah,
that's Hyrule. That's Hyrule Warriors. We're talking the actual Zelda open
so
world.
How do you say his name? It doesn't matter. So the guy in charge of Zelda, he starts talking about... they're wanting to break all of their traditions and do something new, which they're actually doing. And they said one thing with Zelda, with the technology before, you had sections.
And they pipelined you. Yeah, you have to go in and go out and go in.
Yeah, so the first Zelda game, you go from screen to screen to screen, and then they take you on a specific path.
Same with Ocarina.
Whereas this is more like Skyrim. Yeah. Where it's like, here's open world with Zelda. You can go anywhere you want, and there's big fucking monsters. And they had Link and Eponia, I assume, sitting on the ridge. And so it is Link.
It is
They Link. Came out and he said, like, you guys took that too far. So, it's Link. Okay,
but it's not Eponia because the mane's the wrong color, I've been told. But anyway.
So him and a horse.
Unless he died. Him and a horse.
And all the grass is beautiful, and it's Nintendo-y, and it's kind of painterly.
Why did people think it wasn't Link?
Because he said, in an interview, he said, I never said that was Link. Just kind of like in jest, and people took that too far.
Well, when you say shit like that at the conference, people will take it too far.
Especially Nintendo fans.
Right, yeah.
So while he's sitting on the horse in the distance, and he says there's monsters, this big, like, robotic monster, not like you'd seen in Zelda before, comes out and laser shoots right over Link's shoulder and blows up into fire, and it's laser blasting all this shit. It's worth watching, but seeing that made me really excited, but it's also the same, like, okay, this is probably some test stuff, and they've made this world they can work in, but what's the game going to be?
That's what always gets me, is I fall in love with these trailers. You're thinking, oh, this is going to be fantastic, this is going to be great. But then, you know, you step back, and I sorry to keep bringing this back up, but the Colonial Marines, you know, you just think, like, this is going to be fantastic.
That was Esteban, have you been hurt before?
He's been hurt.
Well, okay, Colonial Marines, I know you've been hurt by that, but I think that's a very rare case, like, of a lot of fucking crazy things
and
going
Colonial,
wrong.
Colonial,
I don't know.
Duke,
well,
only
you look at, like, I don't know, I guess the hype of Watch Dogs. You say the hype of it. Okay, the hype of it, everybody was so excited, the new next-gen consoles, it was going to be this new thing. It came out, and it was like, yeah, it was okay.
People had to wipe their Xboxes to get it to run right.
I felt the same way though about Assassin's Creed, because when that first one came out, everybody kept talking about how revolutionary it was.
Yeah, but
this is all right, but it's
that's why I kind of reserve myself. Every time I see a preview, I try not to get overly excited about it because I don't want to be let down. You know, especially with any gaming of anything. You know, it's.
Yeah,
yep. It is
so
what it is.
We are running out of time, so Tom, rapid fire. Kay. Lucas, rapid fire.
So
anything you guys want to cover real quick?
I have a couple things. So first of all,
I'll just rebuttal whatever you say.
That's fine. Aisha Tyler should run every fucking press conference at that show.
Tom
loves
his
Aisha
Tyler.
Awesome,
I think
she's
awesome,
man.
You're wrong.
Which part was
she?
She's the voice of Lana and Archer.
Tall glass of chocolate milk.
She did the Ubisoft conference.
Oh, I skipped the Ubisoft.
It was amazing. It was one of, in my opinion, probably the best because of her.
Danger Zone!
So first of all, whenever she came out on stage, my first thought was, Danger Zone!
No, your first thought.
Dear Jesus, and then Danger Zone. But she was funny, she swore, she was aloof, she called fucking, like, I guess last year there was this huge internet revival about, like, fuck Aisha Tyler, get her out of E3, and she called everybody out on it on stage. She's like, I'm back, motherfuckers. Yeah, you hate me on the internet, guess what, you're just on Twitter, nobody gives a fuck. Like, she's ballsy. She was funny. They announced Rainbow Six Siege, which it's been a long time since we've had a Rainbow Six game.
Yeah,
that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked really good.
Okay, the moment that the sniper was like, I don't have line of sight, and the guy leans out, blows up the barricade in the window, and the sniper takes the guy out, and this is all cooperative, and they're like, they're in the room underneath us, and they breach the fucking ceiling and drop down on top of them.
The wall stuff where you see the drywall and the 2x4s, you know, as
breaking
they shoot through
out.
The walls. It was
well, and then following the hostage around, putting your hand on him. That was cool.
And she comes out on stage after this, and she's like choked up and teary eyed.
Tom Clancy.
And she's like, I am so, and like, and on, I is stupid, but she's like, I am so
thanks,
fucking
Kylie.
Excited
thank
for
you.
A new Rainbow
thank
Six
you,
game.
Kylie.
And she was
thank
like, you can tell she actually
the
gave
thing,
a shit.
The thing I like about Aisha Tyler is that there's kind of like that whole geek girl or gamer girl kind of backlash where attractive girls are kind of just pretending to be in the geek culture in order to get publicity or attention or anything like that. The thing about Aisha Tyler is, for one, she's a gorgeous woman. Two, she's a smart woman. And I'm not ranking these in order of importance. I'm just listing it out. She actually clearly has a passion for video games.
Yeah,
and
she
does. That's one thing I like.
And that's what bugs me about most conferences. It feels to me like the people on stage, they may be passionate about development,
right,
but they're not good at conveying passion for the project.
Which is why I want
to... And Aisha Tyler has nothing to do with the development of this game.
And
she's just there to introduce it. And she comes out and she's like, I am really just fucking excited about this game. And it's like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You need someone passionate to introduce
it. I'm sure after the Jamie Kennedy stuff years back,
they
weren't going to hire... They're going to shy away from hiring people to do that, which is nice that they did for her.
And she, and this is her second or third year back. She was amazing. So with that, if you are like Tyson and you're super excited about shit and you don't want, you want to fill your time waiting, look at all the amazing indie shit we have coming out. And I mean that wholeheartedly. So my favorite part of the Sony conference was the guy showing No Man's Sky. One, it looks beautiful. It's... You start the game, you get dropped on a fucking random planet and start figuring your shit out. There's space travel.
That's on PC as well, right?
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I got greenlit on PC, so I'll probably buy the PC version.
I think it's on Steam, yeah.
Yeah, but super awesome. And this guy gets on stage, and he's shaking. He's visibly shaking, and he goes, so we started making this game with three of our friends in a garage, and
It's like Silicon Valley.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna show you my game. And he's like, you can just tell he's terrified because there's a million people watching.
All right.
And but his thing was amazing.
That other one for Xbox One looks
Ori
really
in the
Inside or something.
Oh, Limbo, the one that's made by the Limbo guys. Inside.
That looks fucking super amazing. Cool. Looks like Oddworld.
Ori and the Blind Forest looks beautiful.
Heard a lot about that.
World. Looks and look up. So it's by Moon Studios. Google Moon Studios. They don't exist. It's crazy. I can't find anything on them. So that looks really fun. I'm sure you could. what else? We did the Arkham Asylum trailer. A couple of PS4 games I'm really... Oh, okay. Another game that you need to look out for. Let It Die by Suda51. So Suda51 did Heroes Must Die, Killer 7. He makes really fucking crazy obscure games. And they're games that he's like, you'll like it or you won't. I don't give a fuck. I'm Suda. And this game, like, they show this whole crazy fucking trailer, and then the logo appears, and a Grim Reaper skateboards onto the logo, and you're like, "Uh-huh, this will be great." The only other thing I want to touch on: look up Bloodborne; looks amazing for PS4. The Order 1886 looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Uncharted 4, holy shit!
Right.
And then, and then the last one: they are remaking Grim Fandango for PS4 and PS Vita.
Can we talk about Mass Effect real quick?
Yeah, and there's something going on that might be Mass Effect.
Maybe.
I don't know if you saw this, Esteban, but basically they had, in the Microsoft conference, they had the developers from BioWare, and they're playing Mass Effect music, and they're showing landscapes, this beautiful landscapes, and they're like, we love working on new IP, and that's it. And
you're like, oh, that's what they were
saying.
3 to 5
years from
now. Well, but they've also said the Mass Effect series will continue, but it won't be Shepard's
story.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's not going to be Shepard. It's going to be a whole new...
But they did come out and say that we have listened to the fans and we understand that you want something post-Mass Effect 3.
That's kind of what
like
I like.
Not like a prequel bullshit. We know you want something after the events of Mass Effect 3.
That's what I kind of liked is they specifically said, you know, we went, you know, and we listened to the fans. You know, we wanted to see what the fans were saying.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hoping that... This next
Well, they already like confirmed that there's what's the fucking the alien race that's kind of like rhino-esque, like, or not rhino-esque,
Jews.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, like the Jews. Thanks, Kyle.
You mentioned them for the Lego set.
Yeah, the or like Erd, not Rex, and
Rex.
The oh my god, I'm so drunk, I can't think of the fucking the Krogan, thank you.
Krogan, yes. Krogan. They said Krogans will be in the game and everything like that. So it's going to take very much place in the post.
This is going to be after Mass Effect, and so if you played Mass Effect 3, you know all the holy Christ. I'm so sorry. I apologize to the two listeners.
We've got three listeners.
Oh, excuse
one
me.
One of them's three.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But you'll listen to it eventually, right?
Yeah, so, no, definitely. Okay, cool. I'll listen to it. The, you know, the Mass Effect relays, thank you, have all been destroyed. So I'm kind of wondering, and that's what enabled That's what enabled them to travel far distances throughout the galaxy.
So how's that
going to
work?
I'm kind of curious to see how they bridge the gap. Like, okay, well, we had outposts clear across the galaxy that took us 2 seconds to get to before, now it's going to take us fucking 2 years to get to.
Well, you they've know? Confirmed so, that in the Mass Effect. With
someone who's stuck out there after the shit.
Yeah, no, destroyed. No, exactly. Now they've lost communications because, and that was the thing. I know a lot of people bitched about the ending of Mass Effect 3. It is what it is, whatever, but it's going to be very interesting to see where they go with this, you know, because whether or not you're playing somebody that's, like you said, has been stranded out in the outrims of, you know, the galaxy, you know, and they've lost all contact with the main, you know, government or the council or whatever, you know, it'll be interesting. It's like I'm
Voyager, motherfucker.
Cool. Oh yeah, yeah, it'll Voyager, cool. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right,
I'm excited.
Anything you guys want to wrap up with?
For me, Halo will be cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'll try Destiny. Yeah. I hope it'll be cool.
I'll definitely try Destiny.
No, yeah, for sure.
Smash Brothers, Yoshi's game, the Mario Maker. We didn't talk much about, but I think it looks like fun because
I want it.
Do you remember playing that on the calculators? Mm-hmm. Did you? And you can make your own Mario levels. It's like that, but legit.
Oh, nice!
And just and you like, can flip here, it into 3D, Tyson, 2D, Treads, Mario 3, Mario 1.
Any of the Mario skins. So like, oh, I like Mario World. I'll play this through as Mario World skin on the fly. So that looks cool.
I know you guys aren't quite a few Nintendo fan, things.
Pong 2000 is going to be pretty sweet.
Pong 2000 will be sweet.
Yeah, oh, nice. And Dragon Age Inquisition looks pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. I have a video.
I didn't like Dragon Age.
Craziest thing happened on my couch. So we're watching we're watching it.
And wait, you know what? It's time to go. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you for listening.
I have a video. So.
All right, so we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Inquisition, the trailer for Inquisition hits, and Jacob goes like drunken teenage woo girl, like full on goes.
This is,
and like both Rich and I stopped and like turned, and he just goes, "I don't fucking know what happened." Like it was super funny. So
that's how I am with the Metal Gear. Yeah, I'm excited for Metal
So Gear. I'm a Xbox guy. I'm a Nintendo guy. The Last of Us remake looks gorgeous, looks and it comes beautiful. With all the DLC.
Yeah.
They're doing an Uncharted 4. I'm sure with that they'll do an Uncharted 1 through 3 re-release.
I hope so.
I don't think they need to, but when they announce a Last of Us sequel, I'll probably end up buying a PlayStation. See,
if they do
for
a last,
that and then all of the stuff before.
If they do a Last of Us sequel, I kind of hope they do like a side thing, like two other characters. Or I don't know. I
could
just
see them. I talked to JJ at length with it. I could see them picking it up with Ellie.
Like 20 years later, maybe.
And just be like, based on how it ended, and just be like, you know what, I'm going on to deal with this myself.
On his deathbed, he's like, I did lie to you. Yeah. You fucker.
You were the cure. Anyway, all right.
All right, cool. So we're going to wrap it up for this week. As always, thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our newest sponsors for the Big Shiny Podcast, superherostuff.com. Go check them out. They got some great stuff, and we will catch you guys next time. Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. As always, you can check us out on iTunes. Please listen and rate. You can also find us on Stitcher. And be sure to check out our good friends at Entertainment is Dead and the Full of Sith Podcast. And a special thanks to our good sponsors at Secret Compass, who you can find at secretcompassonline.com.